Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and today we are joined by our Green County Chief Deputy, Nathaniel Chapman, joining us now. So thank you very much, sir, for coming on.
Yes, sir.
Well, it is National Correctional Officers Week this week. Perfect opportunity to talk about you and your jail staff. Can you tell us a little bit about your jail staff and what their day-to-day responsibilities are?
Yes, we currently have 5 full-time jailers that handle anything to deal with within the law enforcement center. Let's say somebody gets brought in on an arrest. They bring them in, process them, booking, and then they make sure they get to all their provisions while they're here in our jail and look over them until they're finished here at the Green County Jail.
Now, what kind of stuff do they get to deal with them? Do they get to serve them meals? Is that handled by somebody else? What happens when they are taken out of their cells? Do you either go to the exercise room, bathroom, those kinds of things? How does that handle?
Yes. Every day we do have our meals catered by the hospital, which they take care of all the dietitian part of the nutrition and make sure they have the right balanced meals. We do that 3 times a day. So we'll go out and grab that and serve them. That goes in with if they have a certain dietary needs. We make sure they know that, as well as medications. If they have that, we have to be certified through the state to make sure that we handle those properly and go through that. If they have court dates, we have to make sure they get transported here and there. So that kind of works with the deputies more or less. But we have to make sure that the inmate is ready to go. And then as well as if they have to communicate with their attorneys, that as well. Visitation, we have that twice a week. If family members or friends, they have to schedule for that.
Has there been any other challenges or impacts with jail staff when it comes to interacting with inmates because of the pandemic?
Yes, right now we have a quarantine. So if it's a new inmate, we shut them down to a single cell for 7 days. We record their temperatures, watch for any symptoms, and then after that period is finished, then we allow them to go into the day room area where they have an open area for table. They can communicate with other inmates when that period is over.
I understand that the Green County Jail has been, notoriously at capacity for several months, yes. Even going on years now. When that happens, is it a little bit more so that the jailer has to be on constant alert, constant supervision, monitoring of all the inmates, because that's a lot of inmates to constantly be overseeing?
Absolutely. For the most part, we do have a video monitoring as well for most people in the back. Inmates do look out for each other more than you think. If there's something going on, you'll hear it from the section that's we have dedicated for the jail. I mean, you'll hear hooting and hollering if there's a fight or somebody's trying to do harm to themselves, you'll hear it. You'll see it. And so we try to get back there, as well as we have assistance with the dispatch center. They also have viewing monitors to see that. So if something goes on, the jailer, they're also trying to prepare meals or do some cleaning, or somebody's up front during the weekends, or they're trying to do multiple things. But for the most part, the safety is it's up there. So yeah. They do look after us. They let us know. And so, but yeah, it can be a lot of work going on. Right, many right. People.
What's the training aspect like to be a jailer? I understand that it's probably kind of sort of different worlds, but maybe some similarities being trained as a deputy as opposed to a jailer. But I'm still thinking you got to take defense classes or something, because there's things that can happen between the inmates and a jailer.
Right. We do initially have a 40-hour class that we have to, or here in the state of Iowa, I know there's a 40-hour class, but we also have a correspondence class that makes it a lot easier, so we don't have to do some transport. And they can be working and also doing the classes too. So that's been very helpful for us. Then we also every year have a 20-hour update class that we have to do according to the state of Iowa with the jail standards, and we work with the academy down in Des Moines. As far as defensive tactics, I like to try to keep it to where if somebody wants it, we'll teach it. We got some people that do extracurricular stuff, and that's fine. Just make sure you do it within reason. You right. Still have a job to. We count on them to be here. Mm-hmm. So, I understand minor aches and pains, that go with physical fitness. And so I do challenge them here and there to take care of themselves, because it's not only their family they have to be with. It's kind of a family I feel here. We kind of look out for each other, and we want to make sure that if they want things done that, you know, time, you know, they'll come back, you know, time off, that somebody will be there to help cover their shift. So
talk to us about your jail staff. You said you have 5 full-time jailers plus yourself. What's the dynamic like with your jail staff?
I feel like communication is the biggest part of it. You know, when from day to day, we do the 12-hour shifts, six in the morning, 6 in the night. Then the next jailer comes on. They do from 6 night to 6 in the morning. Whatever the daily activities, I think that's big. You know, if something goes on, we do have boards that we write out or notes, making sure, like, if there's medications that need to be filled, that we contact the pharmacies, doctors, or whoever we need to reach out to, make sure that's taken care of. Or behavior, if we have somebody that's having a down day, make sure we're relaying that to the next jailer, just to keep a special eye on them.
Do you feel like you've got a really good group of individuals working as your jail staff?
Oh, absolutely. We've got a lot of knowledge, a lot of people with great attitudes that come in, and like I said, they want to help each other out. And so, especially when we got a full load here, we got a lot of different personalities. It can dwindle down. You can take somebody down. So right. Mentally,
yeah,
you know, you got some people that are just all sorts of different. How you say the life, you know, they live, you know, anything from drug addiction, alcoholism, you know, it could be abuse, physical abuse, you know, just the way they live their life. Some of us don't really fully understand that, and they can come in and they can smother somebody.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here with our Green County Chief Deputy and Jail Administrator is Nathaniel Chapman joining us once again. Community State Bank of Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.